I'm Jane Durrell. Anna England is an artist endlessly interested in the relationship of one thing to another, a not unusual artistic passion, but one she satisfies in a very individual way. Her exhibition, Kinship, at the Cincinnati Art Museum now through March 4th, appears in the two first-floor galleries just across from the cafe, with enough ideas to fill anyone's head. One of the works in the show, Night Sky Spiral 2, in fact belongs to the museum, and at one time was shown in the cafe, although it's also been in view in the regular galleries. England is an Ohioan from Felicity and has been ceaselessly experimenting in art for many years. This exhibition reflects 20 years of her work. As the title, Kinship, suggests, she's deeply interested in relationships of form. The viewer's immediate response on stepping into the first gallery is no doubt to the entire wall at left, which in her hands has become holy sky, thanks to blue and white paint. Small stainless steel balls in groups of two or three are attached here and there against the sky, and the whole affair is titled Breathless. The work is dated 2017, probably the newest work in the show, and no doubt created for that particular space. Presenting a graceful coil against the adjoining wall are the 40 or so individual elements of Night Sky Spiral 2, the one that was once in the cafe. The center of this gallery is given over to an entirely different concept. A low circular platform holds a work from 1995 titled Spatially Extended and consisting of three large, bowl-like individual elements, each centered with what seems to be half of a globe of the world. Nearby, another work, consisting of 10 panels, each approximately a foot square, are hung in two lines of five, the individual panels presenting what could be the worlds of a single fingerprint, none, of course, alike. The artist's scrupulous care gives each a character of its own. In the second gallery, we're surprised by two figures who have close ties to human beings. One in particular, because it has a head and the other one doesn't, certainly seems to be, and is in fact titled, Self-Portrait with Ancestors. The implication is that ancestors are inevitably part of each of us. This arresting piece dates from 1998 and is 75 inches high. Its body is built from porcelain, polystyrene, and epoxy, a combination of material employed for several other works in this exhibition. England has dispensed with arms for the figure, and legs are not delineated in any way, but the work is intricate and invites close attention. Also in that room is a work called Drift. Quite elegant glazed ceramic pieces, flat and back, but round, and in various sizes, but mostly small enough as to be similar to a woman's brooch. They are inspired by a single-cell, microscopic creature that drifts on ocean currents. England imagines them larger and hangs a spiral of them. The central space in the second gallery is given over to an arresting set of related works, each a collection of black pieces perhaps a couple of inches high and a few inches across, each top marked by deep curving lines and each individual grouping serving as support for delicate white objects. The materials are listed as porcelain and burnished carbonized ceramic, the porcelain part being delicate, individual, shell-like objects supported by each of the black assemblages. If you wish to assign meaning to all this, you're welcome to do so. England suggests her own meanings by their titles. One is touching the future, another is touching the earth. The third is touching the sea, and the fourth, supporting a single object, a round, bright, white ball, bigger than a baseball but smaller than a basketball, is called touching the sky. These works, with their teasing suggestions for further thought, invite long looks and close attention. England's workmanship is impeccable, a valuable consideration when making art that rewards that sort of response. I'm sure she expects the viewer to read into her sculpture whatever seems appropriate to him or her. You can take a look at the exhibition Kinship yourself at the Cincinnati Art Museum from now through March 4th. I enjoyed it, and I think you might too. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.